Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Outdoor Connection. I have Dusty Barner in the studio this morning from Dusty Trails. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Fantastic, sir. How are you, Rick?
It's a nice time of year, isn't it?
It really is. I love this time of the year. These nice, cool, crisp mornings. I have a jacket on.
Yeah.
It's comfortable. You can work outside all day long. And
Yep.
Very, very comfortable. I love it. Beautiful out. Trees are changing colors. We've got leaves laying all over. And
we were just talking
gorgeous.
About that a little earlier on the show about the trees changing color, and you get to see that right along the river out there all the time.
Oh, my, yeah. Our trail rides go right out along the river. It's trees all along there that are changing colors and beautiful. And, of course, the Buffalo Bill Ranch is just gorgeous year-round. The trees are changing there and particularly pretty right up. Right now,
for those that don't know, you have the concession out at Buffalo Bill Historical Park, and tell us about everything you do. You mentioned your trail rides.
Okay, yeah. So Dusty Trails, we've got the horseback riding and petting zoo and wagon rides and stuff that we do out there year round, and we do take appointments 7 days a week all year round. We do a lot of riding classes and academies. What we call the academies are set up, they're classes that are set up in a series with a group of other individuals. And they may ride once a week, twice a week, once a month, whatever, but it's set up in a series like that. So we do quite a bit of that. And some of those end with an outing going up to the Halsey Forest. Some of them are training for a horse show, which we just did last weekend. So we did a show out at the Wild West Arena, and people could come watch, that kind of deal. So we do a lot of riding academies like that. The pumpkin patch is the next big thing we have coming up, which opens tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, I just can't believe October is here.
And you've got a pretty unique event with that one, too.
I'd like to think so, yeah. So we don't actually call it the pumpkin patch because I didn't think that was suiting. I've been to other pumpkin patches and whatnot. And so this is Dusty's Pumpkin Fest at the Cody's. Right along with, Christmas at the Cody's. Mm-hmm. I thought we ought to kind of go that way. But this is more of a pumpkin fest. This is our fall festivity with lots of going on. Yes, we have pumpkins. And yes, you can buy a pumpkin and take it home. But that is so minute with everything that we have going on. And I try to keep a lot of our, all of our activities are, friendly for the whole family. They're outdoors. They're hands-on. Everything is absolutely hands-on activities. And I try to really incorporate a lot of what you people do here in, western Nebraska and that, with the horseback rides and all the animals. We've got corn piles that you can play in. One of the new things we added last year was some grain tables, and it has different grains in there, and then it has some toys and stuff you can play in it. So kids can actually be hands-on with different grains and identify what they are.
Yeah.
A lot of people wouldn't be able to identify wheat and sorghum and soybeans and popcorn, whole corn, or, field corn, that kind of stuff. They don't know that there's, what the difference
right.
is. And so I like that. It's a bit of an educational piece in that.
That is very good. Who,
yeah.
Where'd you come up with that idea? How did you think of that?
I wish I knew. It's probably my mother. I don't know. I don't know where we come up with those. But, we've got the good old pedal tractors and trikes and things for the little kids. Some great swings that people really enjoy. Added some zip lines, couple mini zip lines in here this year. Let's see, we've got so much. I'm really excited that we have some young ladies from St. Pat's High School there, the Dazzlers, or the Strutters, the Strutters, the dance team there, and the cheerleaders that are going to be doing our concessions this year. So I think that's just fantastic. One, that's one less thing that I have to be manning and taking care of, but we've got all these young ladies that will be in there taking care of that and feeding everybody.
It's nice when you can get a group or a person
that
can run it, and you don't have to worry about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Like delegating. That's I think that's something I have to work on a little bit, delegating jobs like this.
I understand that. But
we also have some vendors that are coming in and selling some signage and different really nice fall decor type stuff, and you're going to have some treats, selling different baked goods and that kind of stuff in there that I'm really excited about.
You just got to stay away from them.
Well,
you don't need to sample every one of them.
I feel like maybe I should. somebody should sample it. I mean, I feel like I'm in the right
good
position.
Quality control.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I think that I should be doing that. But, you know, a few different things like that. Of course, you know, we've added to our petting zoo. I know a lot of people in town have been to our petting zoo.
Right.
We haul it all over. You know, we didn't so much this year. But typically, you know, we're set up all over town, different events and that kind of stuff. And a lot of people have been out to our petting zoo and a lot of class field trips and that. But
and the kids love that.
The kids absolutely love it.
Yeah.
And it was a hit the way it was, but I did add to it. We've added some animals. We've got more animals. You know, it surprises me. I tell people this all the time. I ask classes and kids after they leave, what's their favorite animal in the petting zoo? And, you know, I've got this super, super cute little dwarf horse that's smaller than the goats and the sheep and tiny little thing. A very rare animal to have like that. And so many goats and fainting goats and, you know, the donkeys and ponies and a giant ox and, you know, all these other animals that I think kids would love. But time and time again, the chickens. The chickens are the number one hit. I would have never thought when I was setting up my petting zoo. In fact, my initial petting zoo that I set up didn't have chickens in it. I had all these mammals. I had all these
right.
different farm animals that they could play with. But anyway, the chickens. So we've got lots of chickens this year. And lots more ducks than I've ever had. And we've got geese and that. So, you know, just along with everything else as well.
Do you have any specific breed of chicken out there? Or you got all
kinds?
Oh,
we've got everything. I call it my Noah's Ark petting zoo.
That's an excellent name.
We've got an animal or two from every species I can find in Nebraska, basically. And
very
we
good.
Added llamas this year, too. So, and
yeah,
I had
where
some,
are they native in Nebraska?
Well, there's lots of people in Nebraska that
yeah,
are raising
that's
them.
True.
So, yeah, so they're another one of those animals that you find people raising here in Nebraska.
I don't think people realize, but you're the first person to ever have a concession like this out at Scout Trace Ranch and stuff, to my knowledge.
You know, I guess I never thought of it that way, but you're absolutely right. I don't know that, but I feel you are.
Well, I know the Game and Parks, they never had that. They tried to stock it with their own people and run it, and
yeah.
It wasn't looked upon as a full-time job, so it never got the full-time dedication and development that it really needed.
Yeah.
So it was great to see it when they did that. And what year did you start that?
Well, we just completed our seventh summer, I believe, out there. So I don't even know what year this is, 2020. So 13, I suppose, is the year we started this thing, I guess. Something like that, anyway. But yeah, they did have horse rides out there.
They did.
Like 25 years ago, I believe, is kind of about the number. Actually, maybe it's more than that, because it was over 20 years when I started out there. So we're going on about 30 years ago that they had closed that down. But prior to that, yeah, I believe they'd bring a handful of horses from Fort Robinson.
Fort Rob.
There. They'd bring those down, and they'd do some rides during the summer, and they'd take them back up there, and that was kind of it. But
When I was in college, I worked at Indian Cave State Park.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd bring the horses in from Fort Robb, and I know they dropped some off out here, and they took some there, and they were there for 8-10 weeks, and then everything packed up and went back to Fort Robb. And it was nice, but like I said, it never got fully developed or the dedication that you bring to the table now with your operation. And I think that's a real benefit. Not only for the Game and Parks, but for the people here and the visitors that come see you.
I'd like to think so. I'd like to think we bring in a lot of additional traffic and very positive traffic into that Game and Parks area, the campsite. You know, speaking of the campsite there, for 7 years we've been doing this, and there really hasn't been a weekend that we have not taken trail riders down through on our trail. It's a 3-mile trail, for those of you that don't know. Where we head straight east out of the stables, we hit the riverbank, we follow up the riverbank for about a mile, we come along the campground and loop back around. It's about a 3-mile total loop that we ride. But time and time again, whether it's horseback riders or the river people that we take now, which we've added on to our business.
We're going to talk about that too.
Yeah, so, but we'll drive through or ride through that campground and I'll have somebody say, "My goodness, I didn't know this was here. I've lived here all my life," or "I've been in North Pole lots of times. I didn't know this was here." I have heard that pretty much every single weekend for 7 years.
It's one of the reasons I wanted to get you on the show. Yeah. I mean, we talk about everything in the outdoors. This is a great outdoor experience.
It's probably the nicest campground in the area. I love it. It's my favorite. So
it is.
And I don't know that I have the right to say it's the nicest one, but I feel it's my favorite. The location to the river, wonderful fishing area. You got a great place to run out and play in the water. The little kids can play in the water. The dogs are playing in there.
You got a kayak or your tank and stuff. You can get in. And in the spring when the cranes come through.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And it really is. It's such a pretty place. The Buffalo Bill Ranch, that whole area is pretty. The guys at Game and Parks do a fantastic job maintaining the ground. It's always mowed up and kept up nice.
Right.
Fire pits and picnic tables. And it's such a great place. And super close. You're out of town, so you don't see the lights or hear anything, but yet you're 5 minutes from running to grab a loaf of bread or hot dogs if you forgot some, you know.
Yeah, so, that's right.
Guys, it is a great place. And I do feel that, you know, that campground is really filled up. You know, we constantly are taking people back there. Man, I didn't know this. Next time I'm in town, this is where we're staying. And, you know, when I started down there, we didn't, you know, you'd see a few campers here and there, but I feel like that place is filling up all the time now. So
they've done improvements out there too.
Yep,
so
it is nice, and they've just added an archery range out there.
Right,
yeah, they just opened. So
just a little more than a week it's been out there, and that's going to be a great thing. And I'm working with the Game and Parks and all the powers that be to also get a rifle pistol range out there too.
Yep, I've heard that's in the works. And so it's fantastic.
That is. It's a great place to go. And like you said, it's so handy.
It is. It is incredibly handy. Yeah.
Now, on your trail rides, how many horses do you have available? And, you know, what's it cost? And is it still going? Do you still have those?
Oh, yeah. It's still going. We take appointments 7 days a week all year round. So I've got running over 20 head of horses now. We can take right at 20 riders at a time is our max that we can take, so that way we have additional horses for wranglers and whatnot.
Right.
So it's $20 per person. That's a one-hour horseback ride, and then the visit to the petting zoo is included in that as well. So
you have all the tack and everything. You know, nobody needs to bring anything.
Yeah, you know, I get asked quite a lot. You know, hey, what do we need to bring? How do we need to dress? You know, we always suggest long pants and closed-toed shoes. That's just smart being around animals. Livestock, if any sort, walking in the corrals, whatever. But we have people show up in flip flops and shorts and skirts and dresses. And
I've
swimsuits.
I've never tried to ride in flip flops, and I don't intend to.
Oh, we have plenty that do. A lot of times we pick them up along the trail from the little kids because they fall off. Sometimes we just take them off before we even start the ride and just leave them behind so they can get them when they get back. But it's perfectly fine. I have no problem with that at all. I've ridden bareback and in my swimsuit and different things lots of different times myself, so I don't have a problem with it at all. So
how do you choose your horses? Where do you get them, and how do you choose them? I mean,
you
don't want to turn anybody loose on one that is not. And most of those horses, they know the route. You don't even have to rein them. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, you know, I take great pride in my horses. It's a lot of work putting together a good string of horses. I think we have a particularly great string of horses because they're not just trail horses. They don't just follow in line. We do more riding classes and academies and stuff like that than we do trail rides. So those horses have to be able to, you know, you got to be able to turn them off the side, kick them up to a trot and a lope. They don't just walk in line behind each other. They will, but that's the easy part.
Yeah.
Being able to putting a novice rider on them and have them turn that horse around in a circle and ride the opposite direction and do that. That's the challenge. And, you know, we can do that on every one of those horses. So that's the challenge. And you ask where I get the horses. You know, when I started, every horse I had was a horse that I, you know, had trained myself. As we've grown, I can't keep up. So I buy horses. But it's a lot of selection, and I pick them from here, there, and everywhere. Anywhere I can find them, and usually we do a lot of riding on that horse. Even if we buy what's called a perfectly broke horse, an older horse that's got years of experience, we'll do a lot of riding on that horse and prove it before we use it for the string. I've got quite a few wranglers that are very handy, and we'll all take turns, make sure everybody can get along with that horse, and we'll try to expose it to all the different different experiences and different locations that we go before we let somebody ride it.
Right.
Whether it's, you know, they need to do trail rides for for weeks on end, and then they need to go through a couple of academies where they're a Wrangler horse. So one of us is riding it, and go through the academy where we do some loping and crossing creeks and rivers, and we haul them up to the Halsey Forest, and we do lots of different things, and have them downtown and around traffic and all that. So it takes quite a while, so we expose that horse to everything and see how it reacts, because that horse might react really well in nine situations, and then that tenth situation.
Right.
Who knows what it was? It was a dog, or it was a deer that come out of the grass. Then all of a sudden, that horse didn't react well to that situation. So we try to make sure that horse is going to react well in every situation it could possibly be put in. Once it's really proven itself, then we start using it. And sometimes they don't work out. You know, sometimes I'll spend a year or two or more riding that horse and working with that horse, and we finally said, you know what, this horse is never going to get to the position where I feel like I can just trust anybody and everybody on it. And when that happens, we find it a new home. So, and we start with another one. It happens a lot. So,
we're going to take a break here, but when we come back, I know we got more to talk about.
Yeah, so. We haven't even started on
So stay with us, folks. We're going to be right back after these messages.
In May, California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom approved a program that gave low-income illegal immigrants in his state a $500 payout so they could deal with the coronavirus. He put $75 million in the payout fund, and the money's all gone now. So California Democrats want more. As always, they sent Governor Newsom new legislation that would give low-income immigrants a $600 payout so they can buy groceries. Only this time, something truly bizarre happened. Governor Newsom vetoed the bill. He actually said the reason that he didn't sign it is because of the impact it would have on the state's budget. Now, nobody's quite sure what that impact would be. Estimates for the grocery giveaway to immigrants range from tens of millions to hundreds of millions of dollars. But since when does that matter to Democrats? Millions, billions, trillions, I mean, no number is too much to spend when it comes to immigrants, legal or illegal. So how can Governor Newsom, a rich Democrat, talk about the cost of the state when immigrants, poor immigrants, need groceries? Where's his heart? I mean, these poor people need to eat, don't they? Rich Governor Newsom tells them to suck air? Democrat governor basically wants immigrants to starve? When did this happen? You know, if I were a liberal, which thankfully I will never be, I would say this sounds a little xenophobic to me. Finding the right person for the open position within your company, it's no easy feat. You can post the job, you can see hundreds of incoming resumes and inquiries, but finding the right person, that's what you're really looking for. ZipRecruiter helps you find that right person. ZipRecruiter does not depend on candidates finding you, it finds them for you. Their online technology identifies people with the right experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. It's how the owner of a construction company, ZipRecruiter, Monica's company, has hired the right project managers, field scientists, and accountants. She's not the only employer to love ZipRecruiter's technology and success. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. Try ZipRecruiter now for free and see for yourself. ZipRecruiter.com/rush. Very simple.
Here's your forecast on News Talk 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Mostly sunny skies here for today with a high into the lower 70s. Winds out of the east around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies and a low around 39. By Saturday, sunshine, a high of 66 degrees. Then by Sunday, mostly sunny skies, we'll see high around 68. Monday, sunny, high of 85. Weather is brought to you by North Platte Airport with daily jet service to Denver and beyond. Book at united.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Dusty Barner this morning with Dusty Trails out at the Scouts Rest Ranch in the Cody Historical Park out there. Like I said, quite an operation we're going. We've talked a lot about the horses and trail rides and all that. I want to go back to your pumpkin thing for just a minute.
Yeah,
you got all the pumpkin stuff. Now, when are we going to start having the pumpkin chunking contest?
You know, that's been on my notes there, setting up some big catapults and launching pumpkins.
Yeah.
In fact, the initial plan was to set that up out in the big, what we call the meadow, the field across the road from over by where Dusty Trails is located, where we had that huge area. And I did have some ideas and whatnot for some big catapult type deals and slingshot.
I think that'd be a heck of a draw, man.
It would be. And you know, every year later in the month, we get these hard freezes and these come through and ruin so many pumpkins and whatnot. And I'm like, well, there you go.
There's your ammo.
There's our perfect ammo, yep. You know, we've had some years where those trees here in town just produce abundantly.
Right.
And so we have people that donate, you know, bushels of apples out here. And so then we use them in slingshots and stuff.
But I've been to a couple of those things around the country, and it's amazing the crowds they draw when they do that. So. I hope you can pull that off, too.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the water sports aspect of what you got going out there.
Yeah. So, you know, a couple years ago, several years ago, whatever it was, we started, we added adding river equipment. So we do tanks, tubes, canoes, and kayaks. And each year, it seems like there's a theme that everybody just kind of goes with, you know. You know, one year, super popular, the kayaks. You know, I just couldn't keep the kayaks in front of people. And then one year, it's the tubes. And this year, it was tanks. I mean, it was all about
tanking. Is catching on. People it are is. Understanding what tanking means, and it is fun.
Yeah, and I love all the different terms that tubbing and troughing and we get people call it all sorts of things, but you know, there's been a huge push from Nebraska Tourism, pushing the tanking aspect for the whole state. And I've seen the benefits from that here in our community tremendously.
You've got a from where you launch out there to where you pick up, it's a perfect setup.
Oh, it's a beautiful little spot. It's a great place to put in, great place to get out.
Right.
The river, that whole stretch is just, it's wonderful. I mean, you can get out and run around barefoot and play in that whole area. You know, very friendly, public-friendly type deal. You know, we're located in a great spot here. People coming out of Colorado that want to go tanking.
Right.
I get people from Colorado all the time that are, well, I picked up a flyer, a brochure. We seen this deal on tanking, so we looked it up. We're the closest one. You know, right here, this is the best location. We're right up I-80. We're a short drive from Colorado. They can come right out here, and they can get a hotel, stay the night, go tanking, do horseback riding. They come out. We're seeing that quite a lot. I'm getting quite a few people from the east end of the state as well that come out here. And this summer, especially with the whole COVID thing going on, they wanted to do these more, you know, staycation type things where they stayed right in the state. I was shocked at the number of people I had come out. And you always ask them, you know, hey, where are you on your way to, or where are you coming from, whatever. And they're like, we came to North Platte. This is our vacation. We're staying here, and some of them were here
That's
for
fantastic.
Two or 3 days. Oh, I love it. Some of them were here for a week, and they said, we decided we were going to stay here in Nebraska, and we seen North Platte and everything you had to do here between the horseback rides, the river trips, the railroad and the Gold Spike Tower, the Buffalo Bill Ranch to visit, you know, the list goes on, and they just like, we decided we're going to come spend a week in North Platte. And I heard stuff like that. Maybe not a whole week. Most of the time it was 2 or 3 days. But
and then you got that crowd that says, there ain't nothing to do here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, get off the couch.
Yeah, yeah. You just got to get outside and go see. It's not hard to find plenty of great things to do here. We've got such a beautiful community here and great support from everybody
Absolutely.
Working together. But, you know, there's some really beautiful country just right around North Platte right here.
Oh, it is. It's amazing. Now, staying with the water theme and the tanking, you've got a kind of unique contest that's happening tomorrow, is that right?
It is tomorrow. So we're kicking off tomorrow as a little bit of a busy day for us. So
you think?
We have those once in a while at Dusty Trails. For those of you that have never been around us and know what we're doing, you ought to come out and just watch. Sometimes it's a bit of a circus trying to keep up with everything going on. But tomorrow's a particularly busy day. Most people don't know that my daughter's taking a trailer load of horses, about 11 head of horses, and she's leaving up to the Halsey Forest to provide horses for a 4-H group out of Lincoln to participate in the 4-H ride up at Halsey.
Very nice.
That's
going to
ride all day Saturday and Sunday. So she's leaving early in the morning with half our horses. Then we have the tank race that's kicks off at 11. I think I'm picking up the participants at Pals at 9:30 with the school bus, bringing them over here, and they're going to decorate their tank and stuff.
And cut a pumpkin up while they're in the water?
Yeah, so the participants will be in costume themselves. They're going to decorate their tank as well, so they'll have their tank all decorated
up. I'm assuming most of it is a Halloween theme, but it doesn't have to be.
No, not at all. Not at all. In fact, I don't know if... who knows? I guess this year's different. Normally, we do this like April Fool's Day. Like, we're looking shoot for that first weekend in April type deal. So it's really cold. You never know. There could be ice in the river still. You just don't know. It could be snowing, like one year it was. This year's going to be a lot warmer than what we're used to.
Right.
Because, you know, our spring one got postponed, so that's what we're doing now. But we've get all sorts of themes. But anyway, so you're decorate. They're going to be in costume. So it's go all out on costumes. Like, they blew my mind. When I seen the costumes, oh my gosh, they're impressive. So if that's not enough, while they're tanking down it, they also have to decorate a pumpkin. And so there'll be prize money for the best costumes and best decorated tank. Prize money for first place to finish the race. And then there's a prize for decorating the pumpkin. And these prizes, they're not anything to turn your nose at. I think it's like $250 for first place in the race and the costume. So
now, if you got prize money at the end, is there an entry fee at the beginning?
An entry fee, and all proceeds from this event go to the Sports Commission. So this is a fundraiser for Sports Commission. Which is a wonderful organization that's helping to bring different sports events and activities into town. So, you know, softball games, whatever, you know, help line up and all that kind of stuff, which is just bringing more people in and their families into the community that's, you know, spending dollars here. And you know, think about it, you know, it's just that many more of the games and activities for our own kids that we can go to right here in town without traveling out of town too.
Very good.
You know, it's just a wonderful thing to support, for the whole community anyway. So that's what the proceeds to this go towards that. Yeah.
If anybody wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Oh, I'm easy to find. You can call me at 530-0048.
Okay.
So 308-530-0048. You can look me up on Facebook, Dusty Trails. Our website's dustytrails.biz, B-I-Z. But anyway, Snapchat. Twitter, TikTok, all that fun stuff. So
Tristan's playing the music in the background. That means we're done.
Does that mean we ran out of time already, Rick? I don't think I even went over my list of
the
pumpkin
patch
that opens tomorrow.
We're going to have to get you back,
And we haven't touched on crane tours. There's so much stuff we haven't even talked about.
We're going to get you back for cranes. I definitely want to do that this year. So anyway, thanks, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time on another edition of the Outdoor Connection.